patrol.
That is the story of Flying Patrol. Flying Patrol is a thrilling story of adventure. Adventure based on the activities of Lieutenants Pat Moran and Skip Donovan, members of one of the most dangerous and exciting branches of government service, the Aviation Division of the United States Coast Guard. These men fly when all other ships are grounded, day in, day out, year in, year out. No service too small, no job too long. Here is today's episode of Flying Patrol.
The Coast Guardsmen are in a very serious predicament in a secret tunnel dug under the sands of a Long Island beach. This tunnel had been dug by Bart Cargo and his men for use in unloading contraband goods brought in from the sea in radio-controlled diving bells. Cargo, you know, is an international smuggler with headquarters in Greenland. As we look in on the scene today, we find that Skip, Dan, and Normandy are lying unconscious on the floor of a waterproof room with a valve leading to the bottom of the ocean about to open above their heads and drown them. Then in another room, Pat Moran is a captive, guarded over by a weird skeleton man who calls himself Foghorn. And further along the tunnel, unaware of the plight of their friends, Salty Oliver and Pink Nor have just fallen through the camouflaged entrance and are starting to explore the tunnel, hoping to capture Carson.
Where do we go from here, Salt? What's this?
Just throw the blasted questions and stick close to me. We've got to find Cargo and force him to tell us what happened to those lads.
Hey!
Shh.
I think it's coming from inside that they're diving bell.
Yes, sir.
Where it is.
You
hear it?
Well, we shall find out, Hunter.
You ain't gonna open it, are you?
You can bet your bow-legged boots I'm gonna open it. If something's in there,
Hunter. Salty, you can't tell what you'll find.
I doubt it.
Okay, okay.
A bash in there. Who's been
bothering us? Oh, is it you? I was afraid I'd never see you again.
Betty, honey. How in places did you get down here? I thought you and Normandy were up on the beach. And...
I'm so afraid they caught Normandy, Salty. I'm so afraid.
But how did you get... You and Normandy get in here? She was supposed to take you to...
Oh, what was that?
Who in the name of Davy Jones just locked
up? Quiet! Quiet and get your hands up. All of you.
Bart Cargo.
Yes. Bart Cargo, little one. And I will do all the talking in this tunnel from now on.
How in thunder did you get here without us here again?
This is my tunnel, Mr. Oliver. I have ways of getting anywhere I want to go without being seen or heard.
Salty?
Yes, Salty.
What's that?
Oh, nothing at all. You blasted Beelzebub.
I think there is something, Oliver.
No, there wasn't. I was just asking Salty.
Quiet.
Watch how you talk to that youngin' black.
Shut up. What are you trying to hide from me?
This is your tunnel, Cargo. How could anything hide from you in here?
There was someone else with you, wasn't there?
I thought you were the swab who was going to do all the talking from now on.
All right. I will tell you what I think.
Oh, don't put yourself out. I'm not a blasted bit interested in what you think.
I think there was someone else with you. It seems to me I heard more than two voices down here.
Is that so?
Yes, it is so.
Well, that's downright amazing.
Who was it?
You're still doing the talking, Cargo.
It was Pink, was it not?
Was it not? Why don't you get your words straightened out in their blasted course so as a man can understand you?
Where is he?
Where who?
Where is Pink?
How would I know where he is? That's so mysterious.
You should know. You must have seen which way he went.
I didn't see a blasted thing. I've never been in this tunnel of yours before, so how could I know where a swamp could hide out in it? May run clear to Kalamazoo for all I know about it.
It is impossible for anyone to hide in this tunnel.
Well, then, what are you kicking up such a fuss?
I want to take the time to look for him. I want him right now.
Well, I can't tell you where he is, that's certain.
Which way did he go?
Can't even tell you that.
You will tell
no,
me.
No, please.
All right, kid. You don't want this old fool to get hurt. Suppose you tell me.
Yes. I didn't see where he went. Truly, I didn't.
You will both be glad enough to talk when you see what has happened to your friend.
Oh, Salty, is he as stupid and fat and dandy?
Yes, and Normandy manners, too, little one.
Oh!
What are you going to do to him?
You'll see, my salt-whiskered smart one.
If you've harmed any of those lads, the Coast Guard will be down to your blasted neck.
The Coast Guard will never know, Mr. Oliver.
Well, they'll find out, I'm telling
you. They'll never know because not one of you will ever leave this tunnel alive.
Oh.
And when I get hold of that pink rat, he'll suffer for deserting me and hooking himself up with you.
That was the smartest thing that Pink ever did, by the
way. When I find him, we will see how smart he was. Huh? What's that? Pink?
Yes, me, Pop. And I don't like some of the things you're saying about me.
What are you?
In your control room. Where do you think I was?
How did you get there?
Interesting places, control room. A bloke can see what's going on all over the tunnel.
How did you find that place?
And I don't like what I see happening to Moran, Donovan, Blaine, and that kind of girl
here. You will die, Pink. You will be killed for this.
No, I ain't so sure about that. As long as I'm in this here control room, that sort of makes me boss around here, don't it?
How did you ever find that place?
It's the Ferret in me, Cargo. Ferret Noah, they call me.
They will call you something else when we get through with you.
I ain't believing that until you show me, Cargo.
You will be shown quickly enough.
I've always wanted to operate a control room. Guess I must be related to Einstein or something.
Whiskers.
I guess you're in kind of a spot, aren't you, Bart?
I'll show you how much of a spot I'm in. Get moving. You and that kid, get in there.
Hold me, Tony, hold me.
I've got you, honey. Don't worry.
Get in there.
What do you think you're going to do with us?
Get in there and shut up.
Come on, Betty. There's no point in arguing too long with a lover with a gun.
All right.
That's better. By the way, I will take your gun, Oliver.
Well, you...
Shut up and give it to me.
All right, take it if you want it.
All right, I will. There. Now, my friends, as soon as I have finished with Pink, I will have a little surprise in store for you.
Oh, Salty, he locked us in.
Well, I expected he would, bless him.
This is awful, Salty.
Oh, now, honey, now, you just be a brave little girl. You always have been.
I will.
That's the spirit. I have an idea that our chances of getting out of here look pretty good.
You really think so, Salty?
Aye, that'll do it.
Pat and Skip and Dan in Normandy?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, child. As long as Pink is in that control room, he may be able to make Cargo see things his way.
I hope he can.
Pink gets on a lover's nerves with all his blasted comedy sometimes. But he's trying to help us, Betty. You can bet your whiskers on that.
I haven't any whiskers, Salty.
Huh? You haven't? Oops. Well, blast me, you haven't, have you?
He was trying to make me laugh, aren't you?
Aye, child. Laughing is the best thing in the world for you, any young'un.
He'll get this all out of here. I'll laugh. I'll laugh an awful lot.
Well, he'll do his best, honey. Don't you worry about that.
I know it will. All we can do is wait, I guess.
That's right. Just wait and have patience, Betty.
Salty. I could say a lot easier. If you tell me a story.
Oh.
Will you, Salty? Please.
Oh, well, what kind of a story, youngster?
One about the ocean. The big ocean. All around the world, aren't
Well, now, Betty, there are some things about that old ocean that a man can't put into words very well.
What things?
Well, such things as the long swell of the sea.
Swell?
The long roll of waves that makes the ocean move up. Up and down. And the strange, mysterious sounds of water lapping against the smooth sides of a man's vessel. And the bending mast outlined against the white-capped blue of the deep water. And the lazy sun just hanging in the sleepy sky.
Salty, when you talk like that, it's almost like sweet music.
Oh, aye, honey. But sometimes the music of the sea ain't so sweet.
Isn't it?
No. Sometimes the blue of the sky turns gray, and the blue of the water turns green.
Yes?
And strange birds fly aloft over the mizzenmast, and a man can see shadows running across the deck, even when there ain't no shape between the disappearing sun and the ship.
They must be ghost shadows, Salty.
That's right, youngster. Ghost shadows. Then all of a sudden, out of the sky comes a blast of wind that sounds like far-off thunder, and the sea rises up to meet the wind like a tired giant.
Oh, it's sounds so exciting.
Aye. And then the ocean is no longer quiet. It pounds itself against the starship like a thousand battering rams.
Oh!
And the old ship just trembles right down to her keel.
Oh, it must be awfully frightened.
Aye. Her sails start to crack as if someone was shooting off giant pistols, and her masts bend and creak, pulling this keel up to leeward.
Oh, will the ship be wrecked, Solly? Will it be wrecked?
It looks bad, child. The crew is all looking mighty grave, and their faces are kind of pale.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, dead ahead of us, a great rock looms out in the sea.
Oh, that's terrible,
Charlie. The crew rushes to the helm and fights the raging breakers.
Did the ship hit the rock? Did it, Charlie?
Aye, child. All of a sudden, there's a crash that just about splits the heavens wide open, and the proud hull of the vessel splinters and grinds against the mighty rock.
Oh, Charlie.
And then the sky and the water turn blue again. And the winds wander off toward the horizon. And there ain't nothing left to mourn the beautiful ship and her crew but a few little zephyrs.
Oh, that's so sad.
Sad? Oh, no, sir, honey. That's the story of men and ships that have sailed the seven seas since the beginning of time. Nothing sad about it. Nothing more beautiful in all the world than the rhythm of the sea, and nothing glitters like a dash of sea spray in the sunlight.
But the ship, and those poor men.
All ships and men have to go sometimes, child. And no real sailor that lives would rather leave this world in any other way than sticking to his post on the deck of his ship.
I think I understand, Saul.
Sure you do, honey. Sure you understand.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Aye, child. It's the most beautiful story ever to...
Oh.
Huh?
Someone's unlocking the door, Solly.
Let him come, blessed. Now, just let him...
Solly, look!
Well, blasty, pink!
Pipe down, Solly. We gotta get out of here fast.
Why did you leave that control room? You should have...
I wasn't never in that control room.
You weren't?
I found a telephone and hooked it into the loudspeaker system. I had to put one over on Cargo, didn't I?
Bless me.
I ain't got the slightest idea where the control room is. It's very discouraging, Solly.
Very discouraging.
You have just heard another chapter of Flying Patrol. And hurricane, guarding 40,000 miles of United States coastline, saving lives far out at sea and smashing those who would break the laws of our great nation. That is the story of Flying Patrol. Flying Patrol, based on the thrilling adventures of the Aviation Division of the United States Coast Guard, comes to you each Monday through Friday at this same time. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode of Flying Patrol.
Flying Patrol originates in our Chicago studios and comes to you as a Blue Network presentation of the National Broadcasting Company.